Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. Well, this holiday season, with all that we have going on, boy, there's a lot of people that the holidays aren't what they would normally hope for because they're struggling to deal with a lot of setbacks from the virus. People who may be out of work, expecting other income because their business is down. And so we want to talk about what kind of help is available. And Erin Walker Tolis joins us now on Juno Afternoon. She's the executive director for Catholic Community Services. And she's been keeping her finger on the pulse of what's happening with housing and individual assistance needs programs. And from what I understand, Erin, it's a very fluid situation, that the rules of distributing these funds change all the time. Can you bring us up to date? We'll start with the housing.
Okay, so just to refresh people, Catholic Community Service is partnering with the City and Borough of Juneau to administer the CBJ COVID-19 Housing Assistance Grant Program. And that program was open. We accepted applications October 27th through December 12th. And we found that the demand for housing assistance far outstripped the amount of money available. There is $3 million available for housing assistance. And I know that sounds like a lot of money, but when you really get down to it, there's about twice the amount of demand. Right now, we have issued $2.6 million in housing assistance grants to people in Juneau. That means there's about $350,000 left to issue. Now, a change here is that I've been told by the City and Borough of Juneau that this assembly is going to get together with a special meeting on Tuesday night and consider how to manage the housing assistance program. I know the city is really interested in trying to make sure as many people get some kind of help as possible. So they're considering making adjustments to the housing assistance program, whether that means a little less money per person so more people get help, or whether that means adding money to that $3 million so more people can get assistance. We're not sure yet what that's going to look like, so stay tuned. But please know that the vast majority of that $3 million has been issued to people. And I'm so sorry for folks who have applied, because more than half the people who applied, at this point, there aren't funds available. We just ran out because demand was so high. So many people are having a hard time right now.
So before we talk about some of the individual assistance programs available, tell us what this housing assistance does for families.
Basically, people apply and explain how they were financially impacted by COVID, whether they had reduced hours because the business they worked for, maybe it was a bar or a restaurant, maybe they worked in tourism, maybe they were a fisherman, and the price of salmon went down dramatically directly due to COVID. You can check with JEDC about that. And so when people wrote in and explained their hardship, I mean, some people got COVID and had to quit work because they had got COVID. And so they explained to us what that situation is. They gave us proof of a rent or mortgage expense, and they give us proof of utility expense if they have that, like their AEL&P bill or an oil bill or whatever. And then we determine them eligible. The benefit was $2,500 max for rent or mortgage, $500 for utility. And that was for expenses August through December of this year. And so many people got close to the full benefit because, you know, if you were paying $500 a month for rent for 5 months, that's that $2,500 right there. And so we had folks write in, and many people were eligible. A lot of folks didn't fill out their application completely, which was kind of tough. We got back in touch with them and said, hey, please give us the extra info. Please send in your rent or mortgage proof, that kind of thing. But this is first come, first serve. And so when people, we had to reach out and ask for people to give information back to us, that meant we had to wait on processing the next ones so that we didn't skip them in line and maybe give someone farther down the list a benefit, and then they would miss out. And that's not fair.
So Erin, I guess we just have to keep in mind that you weren't able to help everyone, although that seems like a lot of money. Now, what about the individual assistance for basic needs? You know, how is that program set up? And can you get both?
Well, That's a great question. And the answer is, as of last night, the city assembly met again, and they determined, and again, the goal is to provide help to as many people as possible. We saw that for the people who applied for individual assistance, about half of them, even more than half of them, applied for housing too. And so when the city made this decision last night, what that means is when we process the application, we're going to look and see, did this person get a housing benefit? If yes, okay, well, you already got some help. Let's move on to the next individual assistance applicant. Now, that individual assistance, the maximum benefit is based on how much money you make. So if you make less than $29,000 a year, you can get up to $2,000 in help for basic expenses like food, shelter, utility, healthcare, childcare, those things for March through December. So pretty much everybody who applies has enough expenses to get the full benefit. In addition, if you have kids and you are the legal guardian, you can get an extra $300 per child. Now, you can't claim children twice. You can't have both parents get money for the kids. So we are seeing some folks who got, you know, $2,600, you know, bigger families are getting, you know, $3,200 because of the size of their family, which is good because, you know, they have higher expenses. With this change to the individual assistance program, in that people who get housing assistance aren't going to get, can't get both, that means we have enough money to, close to enough money to give everybody who applied a benefit, is what we're estimating right now. And so that's good news. The bad news is that we did, the city directed us to close our application period early. We had planned on accepting applications December 8th through the 18th, and the demand was so high. Again, the city, when we hit, you know, almost 2,000 applications in the first 4 days, the city said, okay, close down, stop accepting applications. But the ones we have, for the most part, we should get pretty close to giving a benefit to everyone who applied, is eligible, and didn't receive housing assistance.
So just very quickly here in wrapping things up, if we didn't have this help, I mean, there's not enough of it. It falls short. But if we didn't have it, where would we be?
You know, it would just be even worse. You know, honestly, the demand is so high. The city could have put $12 million toward these programs and still had people out there with unmet needs. It's fantastic that the city put $5 million out there, and we're excited about that. When the city meets Tuesday, who knows what happens? Maybe they change the benefit amounts. Maybe they add money to it. We'll wait and we'll find out. But that does mean that we're on hold for processing cases. So thank you for your continued patience. Folks of Juneau who applied to these programs, we're doing our best, and we're waiting to hear, get direction from the assembly right now.
All right. Well, we'll wait to hear about that. Thank you very much for taking time out to explain all these things to us. Erin Walker Tolis with Catholic Community Services. Well, ahead, we're going to get a progress report on the Glory Hall, the new homeless shelter currently under construction. We'll have that and more when we come back.